Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today is the most auspicious and wonderful day of Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 4, titled The Confidential Reasons for the Lord's Appearance, Lord Chaitanya's Appearance. Of all the different books that we have, this fourth chapter of the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the part where the nature and position of Srimati Radharani is discussed most clearly or most elaborately. It's really very wonderful, actually. Of course, the context is the description is there in terms of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. That Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. But in order to establish the position of Lord Chaitanya, the author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, gives really quite an elaborate description of Srimati Radharani, her position. Thank you. Her position, her relationship with Lord Krishna, and so many, all really of the essential aspects of the understanding of Srimati Radharani, her relationship with the Lord, and like this. So what we'll do then this morning, we will read a number of verses, actually, which are discussing this subject matter. And we're going to begin with verse 59 of Adi Lila, chapter 4. And we'll read several verses. We'll read a number of verses. They make things very clear, and very many important understandings of the subject matter, which are often not understood or even misunderstood, even by devotees. The nature and position of Radharani, they make all these things very clear. So let us read through some of these verses, and then we'll also from time to time make a few comments. Radhika hayena krishner pranaya vikara Swarupa Shakti Hladini Nama Hyanhara. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy named Hladini. Haladani Karaya Krishna Ananda Svadana Ladanira Dwara Kare Bhaktira Poshana. That Ladani energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. So we can just mention here just very briefly that Krishna has his, what is referred to in the first of these two verses that we've just read. Krishna has his Swarup Shakti, his internal, personal potency, spiritual potency. So that is called Swarup Shakti. Swa indicates his own or one's very own essential. Rupa means form or personal nature. Swarup therefore means the really most personal part of who a person is, what a person is. Swarup Shakti, Krishna's personal internal potency, spiritual potency. So, Srimati Radharani then is the aspect or the part of that internal spiritual potency of Lord Krishna, which is called the Hladini Shakti, which means the pleasure potency. There are other aspects of the internal spiritual potency. There are other aspects which we're going to read just a little bit about over the next few minutes. But Srimati Radharani is specifically the Hladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of Krishna, which means Krishna's capacity to enjoy pleasure. We all have our different shaktis. For example, we have some physical shakti to some degree. We can lift some things, etc. So that sort of physical strength, that is a shakti, an energy, which we are endowed with in this bodily state of existence, with a material body. And of course, different bodies of different beings have different amounts of physical energy. So we also have some intellectual energy, some intelligence. It's also like an energy which we've been endowed with. So different potencies we've been endowed with in this material state of existence. We also have to some degree a type of pleasure potency to some degree. Something amusing happens or something nice happens. It arouses within us some feeling of pleasure. So these types of potencies we have, or at least not exactly that we have, but we are endowed with to some degree when we're living in material existence. And, you know, endowed with means they're also withdrawn at some time. As people get older, for example, their physical strength diminishes and they just cannot physically do what they did previously. So anyway, Krishna, we're endowed with all these things. We've been loaned, not really given, but loaned these different potencies from the great reservoir of all these potencies, who is Krishna. But Krishna has the complete, total forms or states or quantities of all those different capacities and potencies. So, particularly in this case, he has his pleasure potency, his capacity to enjoy, which, of course, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has the sum total of all pleasurable capacities and potencies and abilities. And that personified, that is Srimati Radharani. She is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal potency named Hladini. So let's just carry on here. And there's a certain amount of background information about the nature of Krishna in these verses we're going to read through. And it all provides a nice context for deepening our understanding and appreciation of Srimati Radharani. Sachit Ananda Purna Krishnira Swarupa Ekai Chich Chakti Tanra Dare Tina Rupa. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, Sat, full of knowledge, Chit, and full of bliss, Ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. His one spiritual energy is this Swarup Shakti, his internal potency we just read about. Anandamshe Hladini, Sadamshe Sandini, Chidamshe Samvityare, Gyanakari Mani. Hladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. So, we hear of Satchit Ananda, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. We hear this verse from time to time, very important verse. It's the first verse of Brahma Samhita, and it's describing Krishna, that he is the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Parama, and Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He has a form, a body, composed of Sat, Chit, and Ananda, which are mentioned here in the first of these just couple of verses we're looking at right now. So, Sat, Chit, and Ananda basically are just describing, or they're terms to describe the states of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. But the actual potencies, the energies of eternity, the energy of knowledge or consciousness, the energy of bliss, well, those, the specific energies which give rise to those states, they are Hladini, is his bliss potency, pleasure potency. Sandini is his potency of existence. And Samvit, the Samvit Shakti, is his potency of cognizance, consciousness, and Prabhupada translates, or actually Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in fact says, Gyanakari Mani. It's also accepted as Jnana, as knowledge. Chladani sandini samvit twai ekasarava samstito, chladatapa kari mishra twai no gunavarjite. This is a verse now from Vishnu Purana. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, chladani, sandini, and samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes, which cause happiness, misery, and mixtures of the two, do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Sandanira sara angsha shuddha sattva nama bhagavanira satahaya yahate vishrama. The essential portion of the sandini potency is shuddha sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. So sandini is sat, is the potency of eternity or existence. And the essential part of the sandini potency is called shuddha sattva, or pure goodness, pure existence. Matapita stana griha shayasana ara esaba krishnera shuddha sattvira vikara. Krishna's mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of shuddha sattva. Krishna bhagavata jnana samvatira sara brahma jnana adika sabha tara parivara. The essence of the samvit potency, consciousness, knowledge, potency. The essence of the samvit potency is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. All other kinds of knowledge, such as the knowledge of Brahman, are its components. Fladanira sara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavira parama kashta, nama mahabhava. The essence of the Fladani potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. So try and listen carefully. I know it's a little subtle, but it's actually very important information. And it's really essential if we are to appreciate properly the relationship between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. It's not that the relationship between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna is just, you know, or say, all we need to know about it is that they have these wonderful pastimes. They do this and they do that and they do different things, and Jatila tries to stop the meeting, but they still meet by wonderful ways, and it's all, you know, it's very blissful and ecstatic. But at the same time, if we simply look on the relationship between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna from that perspective, only in those terms, then they end up looking like some, you know, admittedly very special version of a young boy and a young girl. But still, you know, it's easy for people, and many people do in fact, just see them as some special version of a young boy and a young girl, which is really a very inadequate way of understanding them, and the appreciation or attraction for them, which will arise on the basis of simply seeing them in those terms and just enjoying hearing their pastimes and the wonderful and even sometimes perhaps amusing things that they do, then the appreciation which will develop on that basis is not very solid, certainly not very complete, not very balanced or well-rounded. And it may even have a tendency to be, you could say, a little cheap, at least in some circles or many circles. Not so much really within ISKCON, but outside of ISKCON, people who have some, they hear about Radha and Krishna, or they talk about Radha and Krishna, inevitably it tends to be somewhat cheapened, somewhat superficial, and like this. So therefore, on this very sacred day, very holy day, the anniversary of the appearance of Srimati Radharani, we are trying to give a little foundation here so we can then have the right perspective on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Srimati Radharani as a person. So we have that Swarup Shakti then, that internal potency of the Lord, His spiritual potency. It is divided in three. There are three sort of, you could say, sub-potencies which make up that greater inclusive internal potency. And they are Sundani, the potency of existence, Samvit, the potency of consciousness, and Hladini, the potency of bliss or pleasure. And now here, the Hladini potency, the pleasure potency of the Lord, is being further, or its subdivisions are being further pointed out. At least here, the essence of it, the essence of the Hladini potency, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna, is emotion. In Sanskrit, bhava, feeling. And the ultimate development, when bhava, when transcendental emotion in devotional service is aroused to the maximum possible degree, then it's called mahabhava, the great, great emotion, the greatest emotion. Yes. So the essence of the Hladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion. And the topmost development of emotion, bhava, is mahabhava. Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Takurani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Sri Radha Takurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Now this is a verse we're going to read from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Nilamani. Tayor ap yubayor madye radhika sarvatadmika mahabhava swarupeyam gunayar ati variyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Krishna Prema Bhavita Yanra Chitendriya Kaya Krishna Nija Shakti Radha Kridara Sahaya. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy, and she helps him in his pastimes. Then a verse from Brahma Samhita is quoted. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bis tabiya eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Hladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. So now, there's going to be a description of Srimati Radharani's main expansions. And it also helps very much to appreciate her, and I think it may help us also just to appreciate some other important points in Krishna consciousness. So this verse then, from Brahma Samhita, which we just read, is pointing out that Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan is there with Srimati Radharani, who is his pleasure potency. But also there with them are the different expansions of Radharani, her confidants, who are extensions of her bodily form. And as such, because she is not even exactly the embodiment of the Hladini potency, but she is actually the Hladini potency, so the extensions of her bodily form, she, of course, is not different from her body. So the extensions of her bodily form, they're also imbued and permeated with that Hladini potency, or the verses translated, with ever blissful spiritual rasa. Krishna re karaya yache rasa asvadana kridara sahaya yache shuna vivarana. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is being quite emphatic. Shuna, listen now, please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa, and how they help him in his pastimes. So again, please listen carefully. This is background information to Srimati Radharani, but it's really very essential background information, and it'll also help you understand some other important things. Krishna Kanta Gana Deki Trivida Prakara Eka Lakshmi Gana Pure Mahishi Gana Ara Vrajangana Rupa Ara Kanta Gana Sara Sri Radhika Haita Kanta Ganera Vistara. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds. Three kinds of consorts of Lord Krishna. The goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi Devi and her expansions, who are also addressed as or referred to as Lakshmi or Lakshmis. They're specifically expansions of Lakshmi Devi. So, three kinds. One, the goddesses of fortune. Two, the queens. Means Krishna's queens in Dwarka. And three, the milkmaids of Vraja, the gopis of Vrindavan, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. These are all expanding from, they're coming from, in different capacities, with different potencies, different degrees of Hladini potency. They're all manifestations, extensions, expansions of Srimati Radharani. Avatari Krishna Yaiche Kare Avatara. Amshini Radha Haite. Amshini Radha Haite Tina Ganera Vistara. Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all incarnations, so Radha is the cause of all these consorts of Krishna. Wherever Krishna appears, I mean, whenever Krishna expands and appears, be it in this material world, when he appears as an avatar, maybe Leela avatar, maybe Purusha avatar, maybe Yuga avatar, different types of avatars are there. Six types of avatars, incarnations, expansions of the Lord who appear within this material world. So whenever any of them appear, Srimati Radharani expands just as Krishna has expanded into whichever form is involved. So Srimati Radharani also expands into an appropriate form which will be just suitable to be the consort of her beloved Lord Krishna when he's appearing in that way. That particular form that Krishna's taking, which has a particular mood and a particular set of potencies coming from the original source, not the full set, but some set of potencies. So Radharani expands in an appropriate form, just to be the ideal consort of that particular form of the Lord. Like, for example, Lord Ramachandra appeared within this world. He has a particular mood. It's a very specific mood. It is different in a number of important respects from the generally manifested mood of Krishna himself. Not that it's just different. Krishna has certain moods, certain type of personality, and Lord Ram, he's just different. He has a different type of personality. That's not the point. That's not the way to see it. But Lord Ram is an expansion of Krishna, a form of Krishna, who is particularly manifesting, displaying certain aspects spirits of the just overall general mood and general total personality of Lord Krishna. So we know Lord Ram, he is in the mood of being the ideal king. He is in the mood of setting an example, in many ways at least, setting an example for common people. And he's in the mood of displaying his total dedication to his consort. Yes, Mother Sita. It's said that Lord Ram, he has one wife, just one. One word. He never sort of strategically changes what he says to suit different occasions. He has one word. And for his enemies, he has one arrow. These are the three ones of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram had one wife, and he went extremely out of his way to maintain that one relationship with his one wife. That, of course, we're well aware of. But Lord Krishna, first of all, in terms of wives as such, he had 16,108. And then the gopis in Vrindavan, I think it's Srila Jiva Goswami, it's mentioned actually in our BBT 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the later chapters not done by Srila Prabhupada, it's mentioned there that Lord Krishna, in terms of his gopis, the inner circle, not just Radharani, not just the Astasakis, but in a broader sense, the inner circle is approximately 7 billion. Yeah. So this is different, you would say. At least in a manifest sense, it's different. Lord Ram, who's manifesting a particular aspect of Krishna's mood and personality. If you go into it more deeply, you see that it's not exactly how it may seem on the surface. For one thing, as just mentioned, as we just read, these three, the queens, three categories, the queens, the goddesses of fortune first, because they're on the lowest rung. Then the queens of Dwarka, they're on the middle rung. And then the milkmaids of Vraja, the gopis of Vrindavan, they're on the highest rung. Generally speaking, they're all just different forms of Radharani. Basically, they're basically just forms of Radharani. So, Lord Krishna in Vrindavan is absolutely dedicated to Srimati Radharani. And his appearance of being dedicated to some other gopis like Chandravali was mentioned a few verses ago. One way of seeing it is that she's an expansion of Radharani. So when Krishna's associating with her, he's really associating with Radharani in a certain sort of manifest way. Yes, so this is a very important thing to understand, that Lord Ram's dedication to Sita is not really different from Lord Krishna's dedication to Srimati Radharani, although it may appear to be. It may appear, and in fact it does appear, to many people who don't understand, it really appears that Krishna is just, you could say, more liberal, associating with more young ladies, even though Radharani may be, you know, the main one, but he also associates with us. But it's not really like that. It's not really like that. He's just associating with Radharani, with her expansions, her extensions in different ways. So now for something slightly more technical. Try and listen though. Vaibhavagana yena tanra anga vibhuti bimba prati bimba rupa mahishira tati. Listen to this. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radharani. And the queens are reflections of her image. Lakshmi Gana Tanra Vaibhav Vilasangsha Rupa Mahishi Gana Vaibhava Prakasha Swarupa. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display the forms of Vaibhava Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhava Prakash. Did you get that? Hare Krishna. Vaibhava. Anyway, like we say, we don't want to get too much into sort of technical things, and it may be difficult to follow. But at least it's explained in terms of Krishna. He has two important, you know, many different types of expansions, but two are particularly important. One is called Vaibhav, the other is called Prabhav. And the Prabhav means they're just basically on the level of Krishna. Whereas Vaibhav means expansions of Krishna who have lesser potencies. So they're not on the same level as the Prabhav expansions. So here we hear about the goddesses of fortune being Vaibhava forms, and the queens, they Vaibhava forms of Radharani, means they're partial. They're partial. They're not, even though they're expansions of herself, but they're not on the same level as herself at all, really. So the goddesses of fortune, Vaibhava Vilas, partial manifestations, and the queens, Vaibhava Prakash, reflections. Prakash, of course, the implication and implication of Prakash is something like effulgence, something like that. Radiance. Yeah. So the queens then are of her Vaibhava Prakash. They're on a higher level than the goddesses of fortune. Akara Swabhava Bede Vraja Devi Gana Kaya Vyuha Rupa Tanra Rasira Karana. The Vraja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. Yes, so they're directly the expansions of Srimati Radharani, as we read a few verses ago, they're extensions of her bodily form, directly extensions of her personally, not in a transformed state like a goddess of fortune, partial on a lower level. But the gopis are directly her extensions. And why has she extended herself like that? What's the idea? They are instruments for expanding rasa. And whose rasa? Srimati Radharani's rasa, meaning her mellow relationship, the different mellows of her relationship with Lord Krishna personally. Bahukanta vina nahe rasira ulasa lilara sahaya lagi bahuta prakasha. Without many consorts, there's not such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Let me just read that again. Because here we're talking about Goloka Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham. We're not talking about Vaikuntha. We're not talking about Dwaraka even. We're talking about Goloka Vrindavan Dham or Gokula Vrindavan Dham. So without many consorts, there's not such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastime. You know, that can be taken in two different ways. One is that Krishna, you know, in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is there. But all the devotees in Goloka Vrindavan, they're all associating with Krishna every day. Every day, all of them. And how many is all of them? That's a lot. We're not talking about 7 billion as there are human beings or 7 billion, the main circle of gopis. No, we're talking about some just totally inconceivable number, which makes 7 billion appear like, you know, just some small number, just something. Relatively not very significant. So how is every one of those, that vast number of living entities, going to actually associate with, personally, face to face with Krishna every day if there's so many? How will you get close to him? How could you get close to him? You know, if they're all there, they're all focused on one person. How are you going to push your way through the crowd to get there face to face with Krishna unless you're some really big person? You know, even sometimes in our kirtans, if you get stuck at the back, you want to come through to the front. It can be a bit uncomfortable pushing through the devotees. But the fact is that every living entity in Goloka Vrindavan is associating with Krishna face to face at least some of the time every day. So Krishna as Krishna Krishna as Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna, he also expands into different forms who are himself. They're not just expansions in the sense of Lord Balaram being his first expansion, or Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, being expansions, but they're actually the cowherd boy, Krishna, with his flute. And in this way, it's possible for every living entity to associate with Lord Krishna, meaning the actual original Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So, So there are many, many manifestations of Srimati Radharani who have different moods, who have different expertises, all of which encourage rasa to manifest and the transcendental ecstasy of the pastimes and the association with Krishna to manifest. But they are manifestations of different features and aspects of Radharani's either appearance, the way she looks, or her character and personality. Yeah. Taramadye vraje nana bhavarasa bede krishna ke karaya rasadika lilas vade. Among them are various groups of consorts in Vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. So, you see, Srimati Radharani is the Hladini potency of Krishna. It means she is part of Krishna. She is just part of Krishna. She is a certain part of Krishna's person. In that sense, she is not a separate person like you and I. We are separate from each other. We are just independent individuals. We may associate together and have nice pastimes, maybe, but we are two people associating. Srimati Radharani is not, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani associating are not two people associating in that sense as we are two people associating. But they are one person associating with himself. Yes, in very special ways. So that internal potency, or the Hladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna, is part of Lord Krishna's being, part of him. We read in Brahma Samhita, we've read a verse from Brahma Samhita and we referred to it before. We read in Brahma Samhita how Mahavishnu, who is the, at least in the direct sense, the Lord of the material creation. Mahavishnu, the description in Brahma Samhita is that Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean and he is in yoga nidra, a mystical trance, sometimes called a mystical slumber. But it's not, the idea of it being a sleeping condition is not really appropriate, not as appropriate as the idea of it being a mystical trance, a trance-like state in which his consciousness is withdrawn, largely at least withdrawn from any external manifestation. And his consciousness is to a very large extent focused internally. Yes. And what is his consciousness focused on internally? It is focused on his relationship with his Chladni Shakti, whose name is Rama Devi. Not Rama Devi, but Rama. Rama Devi is the expansion of Srimati Radharani, who associates with Mahavishnu. As Lakshmi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, suitable to associate with Narayan. As Sita is an expansion of Radharani, with suitable character for associating with Krishna in his form as Lord Ram, so Rama Devi is the expansion of Srimati Radharani, who is just suitable for associating with Mahavishnu, with Krishna in his form as Mahavishnu. And we read, for example, in the 10th canto, towards the end of the 10th canto, in the 89th chapter, there's the description of Bhrigu Muni testing Lord, first of all, Lord Brahma, his father, then Lord Shiva, his brother, and then Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Yes. And at that time, the consort of Mahavishnu was massaging his lotus feet. Yes. And Bhrigu Muni, of course, that's another story, but came and kicked him in the chest. And Lord Vishnu thanked him. Thank you for putting the dust of your lotus foot on my chest, because now my wife, my consort, now she will embrace me, you know, around the chest, that type of like a more full embrace. Up till now, she won't really come closer to me than my feet. But now to get some of that dust, which is from your lotus foot and is now on my chest, now she may embrace my chest. Thank you. So, not always, but sometimes, Rama Devi is not externally manifest. She is within Mahavishnu. And they're enjoying pastimes internally. Yeah. Somehow or other, things are going on inside Mahavishnu. Interactions, relationship is going on between Mahavishnu and Rama Devi, but you don't see it, at least in terms of the description there, because it's going on internally. And therefore, externally, because Mahavishnu is so completely absorbed in that relationship. It's not just one of those relationships where, you know, you spend some time together and then you go off and do your own things and then you meet together, spend some more time together. It's such a relationship, very, very extremely deep relationship. They're always together. And sometimes they're together internally. Yes, because there's nothing wrong with that, because the Chladni potency, Rama Devi, is part of Mahavishnu's inner being, part of him. So now, why then? Why? If the Chladni potency is actually part of Krishna, why would it manifest externally? For what reason? What could be the purpose? What could be achieved? Could anything be achieved? Because it's just Krishna's part of his inner being. Now it's being placed outside. For what? Well, for what? That's very important. For what? It is to expand rasa. That when the pleasure potency becomes situated outside of Krishna, as a person, that person who embodies his complete capacity to enjoy pleasure and interacts with him in personal ways, then the pleasure potency expands. And Krishna's experience of pleasure expands. Everything just becomes more and more wonderful in terms of rasa and the exchanges of love. Better than when things are just going on internally. Although when things are going on internally, as the example of Mahavishnu shows, they're so wonderful that the Lord's consciousness is completely withdrawn from any external like interacting or manifesting with anything internally. And then on top of that, on top of just increasing the ecstasy and making the pleasure deeper and more wonderful by expanding externally, appearing external to Krishna and interacting with him in those very personal ways. On top of that, as described here, the Vraja Devis are her expansions and are instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is not such exaltation and rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. I mentioned how he expands himself, Krishna, in Goloka, into other forms which are considered to be the original form of Krishna also. They're called Swayam Rupa forms. They're actually Krishna in person, not, you know, someone sort of fractionally different in a sense, like Lord Balaram. They're actually Krishna himself in person. So Radharani also expands herself to be with all those many forms of Swayam Rupa Krishna. Then she expands herself as all the gopis who display in very special ways different aspects of her appearance, her beauty, and different aspects of her personality. Just one example, which is described by Srila Rupa Goswami, just one that I can remember. Srimati Radharani, as Krishna is Yogeshwar, the supreme mystic, Radharani is Yogeshwari. She is the supreme female mystic. In other words, Radharani has mystical powers. Very, just totally transcendental and incomprehensible really by us. Mystical powers. Of her expansions, of her immediate expansions, Tungavidya, one of the Astasakis, the eight main girlfriends of Srimati Radharani, Tungavidya, she specializes in mystical powers. Yeah. So, yes, like this. Not her own mystical powers, therefore she's an interesting person. But she is invested, Radharani has invested in her as her expansion, her mystical powers. But not some other features of Radharani's personality, like Lalita, has been invested by Srimati Radharani with Radharani's capacity to talk in very, you know, extraordinary ways. So she, you know, you try to win an argument with Lalita, you will not stand even a fraction of a chance, because she has Radharani's expertise in talking. It's just incredible. And so when Krishna becomes a little transcendentally mischievous, which he does sometimes, and Radharani, just for the rasa, doesn't want to deal with him directly, then Lalita steps in and she speaks to Krishna. Yeah. With the same, basically the same potency that Radharani speaks. Okay. Time check. Oh, Hare Krishna. We're over time. Could someone do a time check? The deity greeting is, we were told earlier, at 22.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. All right. So anyway, these are some points. I realize some of it may be a little technical, and we don't want to just, you know, confuse anyone. But like we said at the beginning, it's important. It's important that we get at least a sort of foundational understanding, a good basic understanding of who is Srimati Radharani, of who is Lord Krishna, what is the nature of Radharani, how does she work, what does she do in different ways. And then we can appreciate her pastimes with Lord Krishna in a more mature way, spiritually mature way, or a more transcendentally mature way, rather than, as sometimes happens, their pastimes, their relationship together comes down to being just sort of like a jolly type of relationship with different interesting things happening, but it may cheapen the transcendental depth which is there in the relationship between Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna. Because what does appear to some people to be just some special boy-girl type of relationship, it's much, much more than that. Prabhupada once was... I mean, it's very different. It's very sacred. It's very pure, very transcendental, and it's divine. Completely beyond any hint of anything like lust or passion or ignorance or even the mode of goodness. Completely beyond these things. So, and the more one progresses in Krishna consciousness and the more one's consciousness becomes purified, the more one is able to understand and appreciate these things. And conversely, the less one understands, then the less one will appreciate in proper terms. So, devotees, tune in at after the Abhishek, and we will continue with these things. Shrimati Radharani ki, Shri Radhastami Mahotsava ki, Shishi Radha Radhanath ki, Go Premanande!